Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good Tuesday afternoon. We are here on the air. I'm coming to you from Tallahassee, Florida. My name is Beth Schenkel Anderson, and this is The Success Design. I, of course, am your host. I hope everybody is having a wonderful Tuesday afternoon. My thoughts and prayers go up to all the people affected by Hurricane Sandy and the superstorm that it's turned out to be. I know I have friends in the Wisconsin area and the Detroit area, so I don't know how they're being affected, but I know the storm is moving that way. So you're definitely in my thoughts today. And so let's just start the show and go ahead and go at it. I'm really excited for today's show. I was just talking to her beforehand, and we sort of realized that we had crossed paths before about 10 years ago in the Miss Georgia USA pageant. But her name is Spira Dawson, and she's written a book called Hot Girl Etiquette, and she is most definitely a hot girl, and I'm excited to learn a lot from her. She's been an NFL cheerleader for the Atlanta Falcons. She most notably was on The Price is Right as one of Barker's beauties, which everybody knows what a prestigious position that is. And she's also been on my favorite soap, The Bold and the Beautiful. So what more can you ask for in a hot girl? So welcome, Pyra.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for the intro.
You're
my
welcome.
Life sounds really good.
Well, you're welcome. You have done a lot in your life, and you're here to share it with us. So why don't you just start out and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you would like us to know, rather than what I would like you to know.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. My thoughts also go out to everyone affected by the hurricane. My mom and my family is still in the East Coast, so I've been watching the news all night. Mainly in relation to what's going on now with my life, as you know, I did pageants years ago, or I started doing pageants at like 14 years old. And I always did them off and on. Then I went on to go to college, worked in news. And on a whim, like, I just decided, you know what, I wanted to change. I'm going to go to L.A. And honestly, I moved to L.A. because another girl that did the pageant in Atlanta, she was going to move here. And I was like, you know what, the rent will be a lot less money. Let me go out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, once you're in L.A., everyone has to have a headshot. So I got headshots done and got called out for jobs that I wasn't really planning on. I was just trying to see what could take place, and landed on The Price is Right within, like, the first year of me being in Los Angeles. So that was, like, my very first job. And then from there, the rest, like, work just started to roll in. And then I decided last year, after watching a lot of the reality shows on TV and young ladies behaving badly, and I decided to write a book on, like, a choice that they can make instead of feeling as if the bad things that they see on reality shows and how certain girls behave to get famous. There's another avenue, which is actually doing the right thing. And I don't think that's promoted enough. And so I combine everything that I learned from pageants, from working in news, to even working on The Price is Right. And then I decided that I'm going to combine all these things and show you can have poise, you can have respect and standards for yourself and still achieve all these goals. So that's exactly what I did. And so I wrote my book and published it about a month ago. So I'm really excited.
Wow. So it's brand new published. And mm-hmm. where can we get the book if we want to order it?
It is an e-book. You can purchase it on the Nook, which is Barnes & Noble's,
mm-hmm.
iTunes for the iPad, the Kindle through Amazon. You can honestly purchase it for any e-reader that you have. So, and then it'll be out in hard copy by the end of this year, early next year.
Oh, okay, great.
I will let you know.
Well, we're getting some early promo in, then. That's terrific. Well, congratulations on the book. That's a really great way that you were inspired to write it, by the bad behavior that you saw, maybe on some of, on most of the reality shows.
Yeah.
It seems like people want to behave badly, and it's just not. There is a different avenue, and you're a walking, living example of that. I'm sure that you wouldn't have been picked for The Price is Right if you had came in with a bad attitude. So,
definitely. And one thing is that a lot of I don't know how reality shows plan their shows or cast. I know some do background checks, but a lot of shows do background checks outside of reality shows. And so, and then, of course, you know, most jobs do. And so you don't want unsavory behavior being out online or being passed around about you. And that's really just to protect yourself and your brand, which is who you are and what you represent to the rest of the world.
Right, right. So how has that benefited you and in your background and your past? You were an NFL cheerleader for the Atlanta Falcons, which you know, you have to be very personable to the fans and to be, you know, I love watching, what is it, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team.
Oh, my God. I love that show. I'm hooked on that show. I actually, because it takes me through everything that I went through to try out. The thing is, like, with the Dallas Cowboys show, I mean, I love it. I watch it every week. And but they do take you through the extensive, the rehearsals and how to try out and the nerves. And I actually get nervous watching the show. Like, I have to calm myself down because I love the show. but, like, back when I cheered, of course, we didn't have Facebook and things like that, thank God. But I went out for the team not really knowing what to expect. I had cheered since I was 8 years old, and I decided I had danced for the Olympics in 1996 in Atlanta, and a lot of the girls that I danced with decided that they were going to try out for the Falcons. And I was only about 18 at the time, so I wasn't really sure if I wanted to. And then a few of the girls made the team and left our dance team. And then I was like, okay, the next year I'll try out. So fortunately, when I went to try out, I made the team. And this is for every girl out there, if you ever just want to do something, just do it. Like, I did not have a dance outfit. I wore a swimsuit. I did not have brand new sneakers. I cleaned up, and I write this in the book too, I cleaned up some old sneakers I had and made sure that they looked clean and white, and put on some lipstick because I really did not know how to apply anything that time. So all I honestly had was my personality and some training, and that's it. And I went in there, and I did the best that I could. And then, just like on the DCC show, you go through an interview. And your interview process is the same exact thing. What do you know about politics? What do you know about the sport? What do you know about yourself? Because they just want to get to know you and know that you're going to represent their brand. And so cheerleading it's honestly almost like a pageant until you're on the team. And then once you're on the team, the crazy fun starts. So rehearsals, being on time all the time. I mean, we honestly rehearse maybe 2 to 3 days a week, and game days were at least 8 hours. So
wow.
On the field, you're rehearsing. Yeah, everyone thinks that you arrive right before the game and you cheer. No, you arrive like 4 to 5 hours before the team because the team has to use the field. So you rehearse on the field, then you go back and you get ready while the team runs plays, and then you have the game, and then that's it. So you're really honestly there for a full day. So, but it was honestly one of my dreams. I always wanted to cheer for the NFL or for a pro team, and that was just one of my dreams that came true. I tried it. I think about 400 girls tried out, and I made it on the team and loved every moment of being out there, hearing the screams. It was just awesome. I can't even describe it.
So you were on the team before you were in the Miss Georgia USA pageant?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I moved to Atlanta and went to school. And then during my sophomore year in college, I decided to try out. And I honestly did not plan to make it. I thought, because I had actually planned to go home after I got out of school in May, and I did not know that cheerleading starts at the end of May. So I ended up going home, did an internship that I cut short in New York, and then went right back to Atlanta to start to train. So, yeah, I didn't. My family did not expect it at all. I had to, like, stay at a friend's house. It was, none of it was planned. It's just, I'm that type of person that I want to do it, so let me just try it. And so I do it.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of great memories from being a Falcons cheerleader.
Oh, yeah. And I'm still great friends with a lot of the girls I cheered with. So that's the other thing is, you do honestly make friends, just like in the pageant world. You end up making a lot of friends. And I was one of the youngest on the team when I cheered. So I was the baby. And a lot of the girls took me under their wing to help me out because I did not understand fashion at the time. I never dyed my hair. And so they were trying to make me look more mature. I think on the DCC show, there's a girl that they thought was too young. And I really looked like a baby. So they dyed my hair, cut my hair, and tried to make me look a bit more mature. But I was still really a baby at 19.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely are. Because I think on the show there's a girl who's around 28 and maybe one girl who's around 30, you know, that are older, quite older.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I thought it was kind of cool this season where they had that the woman tried out. She was a grandmother. She was 61, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess there's no age limit. As long as you can make the team.
There's no age limit. Mm-hmm.
So
I think the requirement is that you have to be 18 at least, and then you have to be a high school graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So when I cheered, I was 19. No, I was 20. And I think I made the team at 19. I was 20. And then there were two girls that had just graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so their requirement to stay on the team was they had to graduate, which, of course, they did, and that was the only thing. So,
yeah. So I guess it's just really if you can dance and be personable and all that. So do you think that set you up as a good candidate for the Price is Right?
The Price is Right, and I still think they go by this rule. They really love pageant girls because we're personable, because we're there to sell a prize with just our face. I think now the girls talk a tiny bit more, but Bob loved pageant girls. And so I worked with Brandy, who was Miss USA. I think she was 2002, I believe. I forget. But she was Miss USA. Miss California USA was also on the show. I worked with her. And so he kind of lean towards pageant girls because of our personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so because when you have to sell a trailer to an audience, you know, you have to look like you're having the best time of your life. So a lot of the girls either just had a personality where you know how to smile, you know how to have fun. And I don't know if you've ever gone to any of the live shows, but at the end of the show, we go out on stage and we give out a prize. So we kind of thank the audience. There's always unexpected things, and you have to know how to roll with it. And a lot of girls, because normally you actually, when you first get the job, they hire you for like a week or two. And then if they like you, they bring you back. And so you're still kind of auditioning on your first show. And there's nothing that really trains you for, it's just weird stuff, like how to ride a bike, how to ride a bike on set, or how to jump on a trampoline and not fall, or just do something fun where the camera still sees your smile. It's stuff like that where you're like, there's no training for that, but you have to look like you're having a great time.
So look like you're having fun, even though you have a set of knives or.
Yes, exactly. And it's just, I think the scariest thing about The Price is Right was playing the games, because the games are probably as old as Bob. I think Bob is 87 now, and the prizes, honestly, the games have been there for a very long time. So when I walked on set, of course, I just have to tell this. When I walked on set, I saw the wheel. The first thing I had to do was run to the wheel and spin the wheel. So once I did that, you have to learn the game. And so they give you tapes and clips of every game played. And so you have to learn every game. I don't know how many there are. But in front of an audience and then a camera, you have to kind of do math at times, and it can be really tough.
What was your favorite game?
What was my favorite game? I'm going to tell you what my scariest game is, and so that's got to be my best game. The grocery game. Because you have to add everything up in your head with the camera and pay attention to what everyone is saying around you. And that is the scariest thing possible, which the answers are kind of there for you. You know how much things are because you go to the store, you see the prizes, you rehearse it, but it's still scary. It is the scariest thing possible. It is the grocery game. And all of the girls, as soon as we saw the grocery game roll out, we would freak out and wonder who's doing the game. And that's like, we would pray not to get that game. But I was mainly, I loved being a prize girl. Like, my main goal was, if I can have a day where I'm in a swimsuit and I'm on a prize, I'm happy. You know, I don't have to play the games. I'm fine with it. But I know the audience loves Plinko. So Plinko was always an awesome game.
Yeah, that's mine and my husband's favorite game is Plinko.
Oh, my God.
I don't know
everyone
why. It's just
that.
So fun. It's like you just watch this little thing go down and, you know, and you wonder where it's going to end up. And it can end up on the zero or the 5,000 whatever, you know, it is. It's the big one. And, you know, and you're like, oh, when the person misses.
I know. Well, the thing is that I think with that game, you're almost guaranteed to walk away with something. And that's the coolest thing. It's like, and I always wish I was able to take part in the show before I worked on it. But, of course, I started to work on it extremely fast. So I never had a chance to go to the show and watch the actual show. But, with Plinko, it's a guaranteed win for the most part, so it's worth it.
Yeah, so do you have any kind of funny stories from The Price is Right, or, you know, maybe something that one of the contestants or guests told you?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many crazy – well, I mean, The Price is Right is it's just a classic show. So when you first get hired and go on the show, that's the first thing. And I actually wrote this in the intro of my book is I always just roll with what takes place. But then one day I realized I am on a national classic show that will always be around that is awesome. And just the experience of knowing that I got to work with Bob and then to work with Drew and to be a part of history, but is the feeling I cannot compare. But throughout that, I've had, you know, the blunders that take place at jobs. And I've had two that I remember, and one of which is, I think I have a still shot of it, but the first one is you have to walk around a car.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom told me, rehearse walking around the car before you go on air. So I, before my first day at work, I would kind of, you know, play around and practice with it because you really honestly have to walk backwards the whole time and just kind of be familiar with the car. So you touch the car as you walk around it to make sure that you set yourself apart, some space between you and the car. Well, unfortunately, one day I fell right on the hood of the car. And it was so bad. I don't know what caused it. But I back up into the front of the car, and honestly, it was like something you would see in a movie. I just splattered. I was like a bug, just splattered on the hood of the car and just like rolled down.
Oh my God!
Bob looked at me and was like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" It was like, and he mouthed it, and I looked back and I wanted to cry, but I was just like, "I'm great, I'm great." And I popped up again, and I honestly wanted to cry, but they couldn't stop tape. And then there was an audience of 300 there. And you know what's bad when the audience reacts like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? And it was terrifying. And then so they ended up stopping tape after the person that was the contestant went through the game to have me shoot that part again. Because it was normally they don't like to stop tape. This time they had to stop tape, and I had to go through the whole thing again. And it was the most awful, terrifying experience to fall on a car. So that would honestly have to be my worst. But there are little things that take place where I love, everyone that knows me, they know I love hand cream. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, one day I had too much hand cream on, and I had a prize in my hand, and it slipped out. But it didn't just slip on the floor. It fell behind the prize. So I had to actually walk off set, walk back, because you're still on camera. Thank goodness, I think this was with Drew, but Rich Field was the announcer at the time, but he walked me through the whole thing. I had to get the prize again and continue smiling. So there's always things that take place because it's live, and you just never know what could happen. It's always crazy.
So you were on there was a live show, The Million Dollar Show. Did I read that you were on that?
The Million Dollar Spectacular, the primetime show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, with Bob, we always did primetime shows because everyone, like, that was the day we get to be pageant, which I loved because we got to wear gowns.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always got to change out gowns, and that was one of my favorite shows during the primetime shows. I don't even remember if a person won $1 million, but I think it was like the golden road where you can win $1 million. And the audience loved it. I honestly don't know if they still do primetime shows, but I know I always loved, even as a kid, I loved to watch the primetime shows.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about The Bold and the Beautiful. I only ask because it's my favorite soap opera. I only watch one soap opera. It's my guilty pleasure, but I actually wrote Catherine Kelly Lang on Twitter, and she wrote me back, and it was like the most exciting thing. I was like, she plays Brooke Logan, for those of you who are like, who's Catherine Kelly Lang? She plays Brooke Logan on The Bold and the Beautiful, and she's absolutely gorgeous, and she keeps getting more gorgeous the more she ages. It's kind of funny. But
wow.
Did you get to meet her?
The day that I worked, I think I worked with mainly the male actors because I was working as a model on the show. And actually, if you ever go to The Price is Right or go to that set, The Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless, they take right across the hall. So a lot of times if they need more actors or if they know that we act, which at that time, they knew that I did. And so we would work on both sets. So when I went over to work, everyone over there is extremely nice. I mean, and that's one of the one things that I love. When you walk on a set and everyone is just wonderful, they walk you through everything. That was also one of my first earlier acting jobs. And the one thing that I do know is everyone is extremely sweet. Everyone will cater to you, will make sure that you're having a great time. And so that was one of, like, the sets where you're, like, even if you see them in the hall, it's always, hey, how are you? You know, it's just great. It's always very nice and sweet.
Yeah, that was a good model for your book.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. Like, you never know when you're going to cross paths, and you never know, like, how you're perceived at times. So you always just want to be your best self. And my mom and dad mainly would instill that in us. And early on in pageants, my mom, you know, I was always kind of, I loved to compete, but my nerves were always really bad, or I would get scared right before I went on stage. But once I was on stage, whatever fear I had was just completely gone. Mm-hmm. It was like, I am great in a huge crowd. That's me. But I was always very quiet and nice because I always wanted to make sure when I walked off stage, I had friends, that people enjoy being around me. Because you're honestly, even for the limelight, as we all know, your fame lasts for a certain amount of time. But mm-hmm. the ones that are your foundation, you know, that shows, that is where your heart is, and that's where your love is. And you want to make sure that you're your best self on screen, of course, but also off screen.
Mm-hmm.
And pageants got me there. Working on The Price is Right got me there. Working in news got me there. But it's just a take on who you are and what you represent. And my mom used to say, you don't ever want to walk down the street and have a person avoid you.
Mm, yeah.
And that was one of the things where I'm like, I've always kept that in mind. I never want to do something where it hurts a person or where I disrespect myself or them where they want to avoid me. And so I included everything that my parents taught me throughout the years because they were strict, but they allowed us to live life. And, you know, I feel like everything just rolled up into one. That's what really got me into where I am today. So, yeah, pageants, The Price is Right, which is awesome. Cheering for the Falcons, which, honestly, there's nothing. If you ever go to a sports game, look at those girls. We're there to cheer everyone on, even though we know that no one's probably paying attention to us until a song comes on. But it really trains you on how to just present yourself to the world and feel good about yourself. And even if you have to fake the confidence, which I've done plenty of times, you know, you fake it until you really believe it, and that's what works.
Yeah, I've heard that before. You fake it until you make it.
And I still do that. There's rooms I walk in because I still go out for castings and films, and I am a bundle of nerves, and I fake it, you know. You fake it until they believe it, and you believe it too.
That's what I did with law school.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in the first day, a bundle of nerves. I was like, but yeah, I belong here. I'm great.
And everyone knows that you belong there, and that's what works.
Yeah. That's the best analogy I can come up with. When I took the bar exam, when I walked in, I was like, oh, this is no big deal, and I was really dying.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you obviously passed the bar and did a great job, so.
Well, thank you, but yeah, it didn't come easy. It never does, but anything worthwhile never comes easy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, let's get back to your book while we wrap up here. I want to make sure that you get out everything that you'd like to say to the audience and have them purchase your book and learn from you. And I know I certainly have, and you certainly made an impression on me. I guess I told the audience at the very beginning, but you competed in Miss Georgia USA and did very well, and I competed the same year. It was my very first pageant since I was about 6.
Oh, wow.
There was quite
wow.
a gap. And I was 26 at the time.
Wow, okay.
And then the next year I got married, so I didn't come back. But
oh, well,
it was a really
great... Congratulations.
Yeah, been married ever since. But it was a really, really great experience. And you were so sweet and so kind to me. And I really remember that. And I've always followed you and your career and was so happy to see you doing so well. So,
Thank you so much. That means a lot. And Tina, I actually keep in contact with. She competed in 2002 as well. I think she was in like the top 10. She was out in California. It's amazing how you make friends, and we're only there for like 2 days or 2.5 days, and you make friends and you make great connections, and we're all very young at the time trying to compete to win, like, you know, a pageant or a crown, and it's really... it's really what you walk away with. And there's a quote that says, people don't remember what you give them or things that you do or things that you say at times, but they always remember how you treat them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and within Hot Girl, within the book, it really kind of brings in that point of having standards for yourself, which is being your best self. My mom used to call it, when I used to compete, be the perfect package, be your very best. Because I honestly grew up with a stammer all my life, always had it, and my goal was never to actually win the pageant. It was to win the interview portion of the pageant, because that was something that I can control. That was something that I worked on all my life.
You did the onstage portion, and then of course there's the personal interview, and did very, very well, and you're very well spoken. So
thank you so much. It's been a blast. Sometimes I look back at my life and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've done this stuff. But it's just being able to live out your dreams, like anything that you think that you want to try. And honestly, it's learning how to fail. As you know, I didn't win that pageant, and I didn't win the next one. I didn't win the one before that. But it's when you learn how to lose is what gets you to the next step to prepare you to win, and win gracefully, and be able to take anything that you can from that experience.
Right. Well, I'm sure that you have, and you've taken it all the way to California, and
out in Hollywood.
Yeah, all the way to Hollywood, and all the way back to the East Coast to share your knowledge with us. So. Is there anything you'd like to say as we wrap up, just to sort of finish it off? Sure.
I would definitely tell everyone, whether you're involved in pageants or not, or want to be in the NFL, read the book. It's really about having manners and standards, but it's a modern take on it. I know that everyone tends to refer to Emily Post. And Emily Pose, of course, a lot of the old school type of manners and things like that are very old. Like, we tend to not go to parties in the same way. We go to a club, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I adjusted a lot of the manners and standards to today's world. Because I still love to go out. I still love to date and things like that. So it's everything that relates to online business. And then if you do want to be on TV, I give a lot of pointers on how to do that, even down to how to pose, you know, how to turn your head the right way. And then in the back of the book, I just wanted to let everyone know, in the back of the book, there's a worksheet that it's all about getting to know you. So even if you go to a cocktail party, you know how to present yourself. You know what to say. And I relate all of my wins and all of my fails in the book where learn from me, because I've made the mistakes. I've fallen on cars. I've said the wrong things at parties at times and that I can't take back. But if you learn from it and you learn from me, you'll definitely be able to be your best self. And hot girl also doesn't relate to looks. It relates to just being the best you. So go out and get the book. It's out. You can get it on any e-reader out there. It's $8.99. And I just hope that you guys love the book and write me if you have any questions at all. So on my website, and I also send out tweets, daily tweets on little pointers on how to be your best self. So that's about it, I guess.
Okay. Okay, well, great. The book is Hot Girl Etiquette, and my guest today was Phyra Dawson. And thank you so much, Phyra, for taking time
out to be on the show.
Enjoy that California warmth right now, that Hollywood warmth, because even in Florida, we're a little cold.
Oh, my gosh. It's warm, but we had an earthquake the other day, and that's the scariest thing. That makes me want to move back east every time. But, yeah, it's not nice and warm, and I will be out there in the sun. I have a casting this afternoon and then more work on my book. So thank you for having me. I love talking to you. Call me anytime if you ever need me on the show, okay?
Okay, absolutely, Phyra. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And for the Success Design, this is Beth Schengel Anderson signing off.